I born in Latvia, Liepāja. You see, I born in Liepāja, but we live in after about maybe 75 kilometers after my dad got married, got bought a farm there. Fordy was young and he met, they live in the city. But after I born, they move on the farm. Big family. I'm the oldest one, farmers. Like in Latvia, I was young farmers. First, my dad got married, my mother. Then he rented about maybe 30 acres, something like that. And it was 4 cows, 2 horses, and mixed farm, little mixed farm. Well, it was a barn the house, and we keep the hay. It's a big under whatever they call, I don't know. And woodshed, that's all it was, you know. We in the holidays work on the farms. All the children after the schools go to the help the farmers. There is, so when you go to help to the farms, there is no, you pay $1 or $2 an hour. They're helping each other. There was, if you hire somebody, yes. But when you have neighbors, you just go helping each other. There is no money involved. In the trainings, you know, with the church, about 5 kilometers, and their hall was there, and going there. Lutheran. Well, no, we didn't get to public school. The Russians and the communists destroyed that. They came, I supposed to go to school, but there is no way we can get there. Because everything was free, and you can do anything you want, and you can go anywhere you want, and you can't go too far away, because there was only horses. There was no cars and trucks, very little. More like nationalities, you know. And there was all other kind of nationalities, so Jews and Germans and Russians. But we all together. We didn't know any difference who you are, what kind of nationality. We just live all in one community, you know. We was friends everywhere. After the Russians came, this was a Jew, this was a German, this was this, you know. Then we didn't know our friends was just like anybody else, you know. Nationalities, doesn't matter, we didn't even know that. Well, that kind of community I was grow up. I don't know what the other ones did. When the Germans came, after the Russians first 1941, the Germans said, well, that's very hard telling you. I left it, not because I want to left, because we are separated, you know. We couldn't stay together. My mom died 1940, and we kind of were separated. The Germans was, whatever, it's a little village there, a little town, and started throwing bombs, you know, Russians. And Germans was, and you're already in Latvia. And one day the Germans came in my home, and it says, anybody have relatives? There was war, you start losing, Germans start losing the war. And my mom's sister was living in Germany, and it says, you have relatives? I will sign your papers, you can go. I went, because I want to go see my mom's sister. She was married in German. And that's when I went. I never went. I wasn't not forced to anybody, not from Russians, not from Germans. I went my own will. I think it was 1944. I went by ship. Was the ship was so full of people and I'm glad. I just made it and didn't drown anything, you know. They throw bombs anywhere. Yeah. I went to Havos. We went around close someplace in Leipzig, and I was there on a farm for a while to helping the German farmers. I really never see my mom's sister because it was too far away to go, and the roads was all, the trains, the roads was already bombed. Well, there was nothing there. You go in by the train and you get off and there is a farms, and when you go in and can I help you when you go on the work there? It was about 5 months and then the war went and you know. Was tight, I think it was tighter. Wasn't far away from Leipzig anyway, somewhere. It was a very nice family. It was the sons was in a war. There's just two couple, you know. The war collapsed, and then the Americans came and gathering us who wants to go. I was in Leipzig. I went there by the train, and then the Germans, all the Baltics, they were gathering and took us to Esslingen, and that was there. We didn't know for 4 years, we didn't know nothing what they're going to do with us. You know, they made the camps, you know, we was separated, like single persons was in one camp and the families was other camp, you know. We were separated. I ran my husband, I met him, and on the train, he was a soldier, but not anymore, because was everything is collapsed. They didn't know. They think that our Latvian soldier was fighting for... They would never fight the Americans. They never fight English, never fight anybody. Just fight for their own country. But they was looking very bad on them. Because it took 50 years to find out what are they fighting for. I think he was in a hospital, he was sick, and the hospital was bombed, Leipzig. And I guess they was lucky, they escaped from the hospital, and they was going. I don't know where they're going, because I never asked, and I never asked ever, because I didn't really matter to me. We was both the same. The same town, the same place. That was very interesting, you know. Well, we was waiting 4 years. He was living in the Germans because he can't live in the camp. He was a soldier. They were separated. And I was living in a camp, and there was about, I don't know, maybe 500 or 600 people. And I helped in the kitchen. Made one day... There was soup, and there was a cook, and I was told to go help every day. I was working there with the cook for 4 years there, and then one day everybody started going to America. But we never got married, we just was for friends, you know, and he says, let's go to England. Close to home. Maybe we can go home one day. And that's what we was, went to England, lived 8 years there. I was, he was working in the textiles and I was working textiles. I love it. You know, spin the wool, mm-hmm. It operated. It was very, very nice. And the factory's owners was a wonderful man. He was very good to the girls. We was lots of girls there. I don't know, the big factory. And I like it. After we got married, that time, working in a factory, my husband was working in a Wells. He was doing something different, and we get married in England. And after a little year or two, he bought a little house in Leeds, England. And seems to stallions was there. We never went home. People disappearing, and then one day he said, English said we should go to the Canada. And then after I get pregnant with oldest, and then I didn't work anymore. And then we made the decide to come to Canada, and there we are. We get English passports, we pay you, you got you a little bit money, we sold the house. We got all money, we pay you on way here. The lady who was living in Edmonton, she came 1948, and she got married, and she have a house, and she asked if we can stay there. That's what we went there. I was in Germany in a camp in one room. We was in one room for 4 years. Wally Mirkans, she's waiting now. She says you can come, and Canada is nice, and all this will grow up with much better future. So, and then I went to CN station looking for a job, and Walters was looking in Silverwoods. He was specialist milk product too. Cheese making cheese and stuff, you know, specialist for that. I just was housewife. I didn't know any special trading, and I think, you know, just some way I was just a cook, you know. Afterwards, I got training more in CN station, and I was cooking all for 27 years. I was some waitress and in Canada, CN station, the old CN station. It was there a long, long time. I think just about 15 or 16 years I was there working. And then I went to the private afterwards that can make more money. So I always want to be a cook. That's my mind was. Not to be secretary or anything, you know. I can't be secretary because I don't have no education for the English language and anything else, you know. In England, you don't... When I was... when oldest was little, I was... my house was pretty big. I look after English students from university. It was five of them. I cook for them. That's when I decided I'll be a cook. And then afterwards, we sold the house and came here. I think first year we came to Canada, I thought we came in paradise. It was beautiful. Then I started go to work. And when I went to work, I need babysitter. Then we went American... lady, you know, and she was very nice. That was oldest grandmother. Oldest can tell the rest of it. I need to look after oldie when I go work. I start working 5:30 in the morning, and oldest is still was a little boy, and she said to me, I looking for a babysitter. She says she going to look after him. But it would be nice if we move in, and that's what we move in. We live a little tiny room, all the three of us. But it was okay. Got used to it, so I help a lot, clean up the house and our surrounding in the garden. Then I find out it's much difficulties. The people was different, and I got used to it, you know, and I worked there since I get old. Because they're looking at me like a foreigner, you know, and we wasn't any more displaced persons, anything. We just was, we came here, we pay us road, and after 5 years we was Canadian citizens. But the people, when I work with it, they look different. I got used to it, you know. He was working in Silverwoods for so many years, and they sold it. Then he worked so many years in Palm Dairy. First years, we didn't know nobody. We just know one person. And we didn't associate, because I got old, this only was... not even 4 years old when we came. He was a little baby. Mm-hmm. After a long time, most time we met the people in the buses. to driving downtown, or the going, you know, going home. I met one family, and then they invite us for coffee, and then it's more families. That way we made it. Lots of change. Just about everything, you know. That's what we love there, you know. It was lakes and rivers and forests and just in, like on Alberta, what we know, there's, it's not that big forest. We have big trees, you know, all the spruce trees and so. And we more green, you know. And but it's just similar like Alberta, you know. Not quite the same. But my son's still saying, I'm not a farmer. Something's going wrong in the garden, then it says, I'm not a farmer. Well, I can be a very big farmer, you know, because I was very happy. I was very happy. All this was 8 years, 9 years old. The people was nice, the church was nice, and we have lunch there. It was wonderful. And my husband, it was seven heaven. He was so happy. And when he died, he says he want to stay here. He doesn't want to go to a place. Well, Latvian Canadian. I associate with my relatives in Latvia, but I love Canada very much. And you know the truth? I don't think it's still not free from the Russians. They're interferings, lots of interferings. They can't make the freedom choice. They're interfering. They think the most interfering, not the Russians who live in Latvia, but those who outside from Moscow. I have sister and brother. I never know them for 50 years. And my cousin came in. He came communist time with red passport and everything. I didn't like it very much. But when he came here, and I didn't know nothing about, I saw they're all dead, you know, for I know. I never knew anything. And when we came to Canada, I know my sister's address. I sent them, and she says, don't write me. They want me to send to Siberia. And I stopped writing there. And I never write nobody. I did write my father because he was old and sick, you know, working in the farms, the colchos. Later on, I stopped writing them too because he stopped writing to me because means leave us alone, you know. And then when they came, my cousin, he said, do you want to know your relatives? I go and put in the newspaper. And then I found it after 50 years. And there was already, wasn't no more Stalin. It was already, they're changing something, you know. I went back once to see them. They're nothing there anymore. Everything is destroyed. Everything. It's not a thing there. It's a nice country, just like Canada, you know, farm country. But I didn't see anything what I see when I was growing up. The change, the Russian speaks in the streets, and they never let me alone. You know, they're always supervising me. I always was with somebody. The Latvians, you know, they're never, because they says they're not as safe, you know. These people was old, and we somehow we know him. I don't know how we find out. And they came to us, and they says, we are leaving this property, and we want you to buy it, you know. And we bought it. There was Latvians, but there was earlier years, you know. We just came out in the weekends. My husband built a house, you know, little by little, anyway, dollar by dollar and so. And then we, I came out stay for good, I think I was 59. Then I just went back work to part-time, Saturdays and Sundays and weekends and so. But Walters, my husband, worked to 65. But he loved this place very much. It's every single, anything about, every tree, every... There was Latvians over there. There was Latvians over here. We have a church service there. We have picnics, all kinds of celebrations. But then we was young.
That field over there, usually every weekend was just full of cars.
There's only me left. They're always friends and all. Nothing there, so. Yes, I was involved. I said, but, well, that's my bad nature. I'm involved in everywhere. I want to keep the everything together. I don't know why. Well, I cook for them and donate. I was working and whatever I can do a little bit, you know. I did most for the churches, start with the church, and then was Latvian Relief Society, that was, and then when sometimes I Imanta, you know, I a few times make for Imanta last that was a good place. Yeah, we, now we get all mixed up. I speak Latvian, I speak English, I got an oldest, he's pretty good in Latvian too, he speaks, but he didn't write and read, that's when I didn't have time to learn. I can read, but not as perfect I should. And writing, I can write because I miss letters, you know. I never went to, I should. When we came in Canada, we didn't have any choice. Now, like these people coming, they can go night school. They didn't have any that time when I came. We went just straight to work. See, and customers, they are the most nicest people was, you know, because I start to serving people, and I didn't know their different foods, you know, and I didn't know what they are. Like, this says hamburgers, and like, close Denver, and something, you know, and some stuff, hot sandwich, I never see those before, and so. And other different stuff. And I didn't know what it looked like. And the customer says, this is my order. Could you get me that? So nice to help me. And after a little while, the lady on the restaurant, she says, she wants me to be a cook. And that's when I went to work there. And the dance group is, you know, Ina's mom. She was the teacher. And I think Ina was dancing with him. It was a nice group. She was good. Because the boys start growing up. They didn't want anymore to get his own, you know, involvement, you know. And then, but Ina took over. She did a good job, too, for a little while. And the kids just not interested anymore. And so he was for 18 years in the church community, in the charge. And that's when I was getting involved with, you know. Well, he looked after the, he called the priests, you know, we're going to get the priests and they called the church, you know, was empty. We didn't have one church, we rented, you know, and get the priests and, well, just like, ordinary things every time, you know, you the need priest have to call him for funerals and weddings and yeah. First was Awatinch, you know, I don't know his first name. He was for a long time. Then he's got retirement, he went to the BC. And then we have the priests from the States. But they all pass away, they're not anymore alive, you know. And now we didn't have any. We have a church, but we didn't have no priest, and we didn't have nobody to run it. Because the young people, they involved in English church, you know, and And these old people is all dead. And nobody, you know, we never miss anything. You know, we just get involved everywhere, just what the problem is. Wherever there was, I've always put my husband in it. Well, I didn't feel sorry what I did, you know. Was nice, and with friends, you know. You know, is the Imanta still on? Ina does very good job, the best that there is, you know. And it goes in English. Most of it, everything. It's the only way we'll might hang on longer if it keeps in English, you know, because they're coming new people, even the Latvian, but they don't speak Latvian, you know. The parents didn't. It's nothing to shame if we speak Latvian and English, and I think I kind of proud to speak two languages. Wish I could speak more. When we came, when oldest growing up, there were 60 young children, you know. They all got married and mixed marriages, and they're going to move away, and there's only left. I think that's the way it is, you know. There is boys who speak Latvian, you know, but the parents die, and they just, their family in English, you know, and they go that way. Yeah, oldest went to Sunday school. There was a priest's wife, you know, and for a little while. Just they want to know, like, where you came from, you know, and you are speaking your own language and learning English and speaking your own language, you know. And if I gone, maybe he will gone with the wind too, you know. It's okay. They can't destroy the soil. They can't destroy everything else, you know, the forest. And there was Latvia. I was 18 years old. And now in here, I'm 56 years lived. In England, 8 years for journey. It's lots of forest. When I go to the in Alberta, there is in Seba Beach, when I go under the bushes, I pick blueberries. It's not quite like in the old country I did, but I think, so nice. It's a little different, you know, maybe the winters is hard and the summers is maybe a little longer. I like blueberries. I think I love this place because there is mushrooms, there are blueberries, there is everything, you know, just more like you feel like living in a heaven. It's a wonderful place to live.